Next application is case number 11453, the application of Anthony Balsamo. Site is located south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being west of Cleveland Avenue, 1,050 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 26, block 4, within Cape Windsor subdivision. The 911 address of 38852 Cleveland Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 2018, parcel number 115, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. Be more specific, that request is a 1.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for both sides, and requesting a 4.7-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement. In this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and a one mail return.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Anthony Balsamo, 33066 Long Ridge Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Good. So basically what we're doing is my parents bought a house there about a year ago, and we're just basically knocking that one down and building up a new house. So we're on the corner lot, so we're trying to get, you know, there's no houses to the, if you're looking at it, to the left of us. So we're just trying to get as much living space as possible with everything.
Okay. And let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. Start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Can you, did you get a copy of the standards?
What was
variance.
That?
Did you get a copy of the standards to grant a variance in your application?
No, I don't believe so. Like I said, my father was supposed to be here tonight. There was a family. Something happened, so I'm just trying to take his spot. So.
All right. Well, basically, is what's unique about the property?
Well, it's a corner lot. Now, the guy that's building, I believe, right across from us has a corner lot, too. And I believe he told us he went for a variance. What we're trying to do is everything's in there. There's two garages and that door's on the side. We're trying to make it look different, put the door in the middle with, you know, a nice stairs going up and two garages on each side.
Okay. But would you say that the physical property, dimensions of the property restrict your ability to build in conformity with the county?
No, a lot of people are doing that in there. Like I said, a lot of people are knocking down and starting to build the three-story houses and everything in there. If you drive through, pretty much there's two or three houses on every street.
Thank you.
Mr. Beckers?
Your proposed deck, okay, the one in the back. Right. Let's see. What does that look like there? You're looking for a. Would there be a problem with a 3-foot variance or? I mean, a 4.7-foot variance. You're supposed to be 20 feet from here. You're 15 feet from the sides, 30 from the front, 10 from the interior, and 20 from the rear.
Okay. Yeah, because I believe the deck now is 16 by 33.
And you can't cut that back to be in conformance.
I think what we are doing, but I think we're keeping the deck there, but we are shrinking the deck and adding the bigger rooms. So the deck is shrinking, but...
In other words, I'm asking you, if it would be a hardship on you to take 4.7-tenths of a foot off of the 15 feet,
Is that deck. All it is
4.7 would bring you into compliance.
So instead of 16 feet, shrink it down to 15... Okay, yeah, I don't see why not. I mean,
okay.
Like I said, I apologize. I'm really not prepared for this. This was a last-minute thing. I'm just trying to fill in, so.
Okay, I'm trying to give you some options here because we don't just grant variances like that, you know,
okay.
Just because it's something you want. It's you have to prove to us, okay, that you have a need for this, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm asking you, once again, is from the 20-foot rear, you got – you're going to take off 4.7-tenths of a foot, and that's not going to bother you, the width. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The interior, you're looking for a 1.5, okay, and the inside, okay?
Okay.
Got to be 15 feet from the other side. You, could you take 1.5 foot off of that? Build it where you don't have to have a variance there?
Well, you're saying the width, because right now it'd be 33, so shrink that down?
Well, so you can take care of the 1.5.
I think we wanted that because we want to try to get the door in the center.
Oh, okay. You're answering the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, we wanted everybody now, if you look down, it's two garages with the door on the side with, you know, like a deck up top. So we want to get a door on the bottom, you know, so you have a grand entrance when you come in. And so they have the two garages with a grand entrance with a foyer area downstairs. That's why we're widening it, because if you shrink it down, you wouldn't be able to get the door in the center with the garages and everything.
The application shows here, Mr. Lank, that it's a corner lot. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a corner of Cleveland Avenue. Cleveland Avenue is a T.
Yeah.
Shaped like a T.
So the 1.5 on that side does not apply right to the 10-foot setback. It would be what, from 15? 8.5 would be from the 15-foot?
It should be the 8.5 from the 15, but it appears that whoever took the application picked it up that it's all Cleveland Avenue and didn't consider it a corner, because you go across Cleveland Avenue and then you got lots, there's four lots, I believe, or five that face the bay on the south side. It's a T, it's one street with a T at the end. It's like a cul-de-sac, but it's shaped like a T.
Right.
So, but it's still a corner.
So that the 15-foot would apply?
Yeah, the 15-foot would apply. One thing I would note, if you look at the surveyor shows a 5-foot building restriction line. That's an error.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a 10-foot building restriction line.
Oh, all right.
Based on everything that's taking place in Cape Windsor.
Okay.
But you're still looking at the corner on that one side.
Right.
So you got a 10 rather than a 5. So there's a 1.5-foot variance request on the north. It should be a 6.5-foot variance,
right,
on the south. The front yard setback requirement is 10. And, no, it's 5-foot, excuse me.
Right,
He's got the old, looks like he's got the old mobile home type setbacks almost.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it's 5-foot, yeah. So that's all right. So in other words, he's looking for 8, what's he looking for, 6.5 on the left?
It would be a 6.5.
So that variance would change.
That would change to a 6.5. Yeah, sorry, our mistake. I missed that too.
So, okay, we just to go through it again, from what I understand, you can correct the rear yard variance, correct? You're going to cut back to 4.7 tenths of a foot. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess.
And that's not going to hurt you at all. The 1.5, you're going to need to get that, the two garages you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to need 6 foot, so you know now, because it doesn't show on there, you're going to need 6.5 feet on the other side, okay?
Okay.
Left-hand side. So that's what you're asking for there.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I have no other questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. I think it's good that your dad, or you came to help your family out when your dad couldn't be here. Unfortunately, I don't think that you're prepared to
No,
be
I'm
here.
Not prepared.
And there are 5 standards that the applicant has to convince this board that you meet. And they include uniqueness. I'm not, from what I'm hearing, there's nothing really unique about this. You've torn down a home, you can build one. That you have to convince us that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I personally don't hear these things. And that the request has not been created by the applicant is another one. And there's 2 others, and I won't further elaborate. But it's good that you came and in lieu of someone not showing up, because we would have denied the application. And I'm not sure that, you know, your answers to Mr. Rickard is exactly what your family had in mind. So I'm going to suggest, and of course, Mr. Hudson, I don't think he's asked any questions yet, but maybe that. Okay. I'm going to make a recommendation that we leave the hearing open so that, you know, your dad or whomever can come back and address those. And you may want to convey to him that those five standards he needs to convince this board that he meets. Otherwise, it's difficult for us to approve the variance otherwise.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can I ask him to come forward? Can you tell me, is this your dad's signature?
No, that is mine. Because my dad lives in New Jersey.
You picked up the application?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically, you were saying that you were going to respond to those questions.
Okay.
That was the issue. And then you were provided a copy of a form with space to be able to respond to those questions, so you would have been prepared if your dad had filled that portion out.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's what happened. Did he mail it in, or did you drop it off?
I dropped it off because I live in Maryland. He lives in New Jersey, so I just came.
But did he fill it out at all?
No, I filled everything out for him. He was supposed to come down, and
that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. What you need to do is look at those questions and come up with responses, so that when the board, if the board decides to hold the record open, so you can come back in and respond to those questions, you'll be able to respond.
Okay.
And again, I encourage you to understand, you just have to convince us that you do meet those standards. Okay? And you can be creative.
Okay.
Make sure you tell your daddy you okayed the 4.7 in the rear.
Okay. unless he thinks
unless
otherwise.
Unless he says something different. Okay. Yeah.
So now what do I, if you guys keep it open, do I get another thing in the mail, another date, or how does that work?
What will happen is it will be posted on the agenda. Our next meeting is the 6th of October.
Okay.
Same start time. Okay. So you'll probably get a notice, I would presume, from the office that, you know, there is another hearing date. But if this board were so inclined, it would be scheduled.
Okay.
Thank you. We need to ask questions if there's any support or
when you get them
close.
Yeah, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, now we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we leave the hearing open for the applicant to better prepare and represent the request to the board at our next regular meeting. And is that, can that be done next regular meeting, Mr. Lang?
By October 6th, do you want it to be?
Or is there not enough time to advertise?
It doesn't have to be advertised.
Okay.
Your record's open right now by your continuing it. So basically, and you're doing 7-day notice, so we just have to get it on the agenda.
Okay. So our next regular meeting.
Okay, then do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we leave case number 11,453 open to our next regular meeting, which will be held on October the 6th, okay, for the purpose of allowing the applicant to have time to go back and come back to be, you know, better prepared.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and that's at 7 p.m.
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,453 will be left open. Now, sir, your question?
So 7 p.m. again, and I'll
start at that same time, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.